Welcome to Christmas Week. It's What's On Your Mind with Steve Bach, and I'm Scott Hennon. We're looking forward to taking your calls today. Santa's in the house. That's right. Santa will be here later this hour. If your kids are deathly afraid of actually sitting on Santa's lap or chatting with him, we're going to make it nice and easy. This is our public service today because, you know, sometimes when I was little, I too got a little freaked out about Santa, and our youngest...
Wasn't real fun
being on the knees. So, well, I don't know. It's just kind of intimidating. So, you know, if you can call Santa, it's just a last minute deal. No matter your age, if you want to get a request into Santa, he'll be in the house. He'll be taking your calls. Stay tuned for that coming up a little later on this hour. How cold is it? And I know that that's normally the beginning of a string of jokes that you can go yuck, yuck, yuck at, but it is so cold that you don't want the power out, and the power is out in some parts of rural Bismarck Mandan. Steve is going to update us on that in just a moment, so stay tuned for that. And if you're without power and need anything, let us know immediately, if you will, and we'll marshal the forces to help you out here. It's not a good day to be without power at all. 31 degrees below zero as we speak in two places, the coldest in the state, Tioga, North Dakota, and the Minot Air Force Base are both at 31 below right now, believe it or not. Williston, 29 below. Bismarck, 29 below. Fargo, 20 below. Grand Forks, 20 below. It's cold everywhere. Dickinson's 26 below. The warmest spot is Wahpeton at 17 below right now. That's the warm spot. So it is cold out there. 800-228-0550, and you can tell us just how cold it is. That's the bad news. Is the good news is I look at, like for instance, Bismarck now, 24 below. How do you go from 24 below right now and a high that'll inch up to, no warmer. It won't get to zero. The high today will be this afternoon about 8 o'clock. I'm just using Bismarck as an example. And then tomorrow, it'll be 34 degrees. So the good news is the cold won't last after today, 34 tomorrow, but some snow. Wednesday, Christmas Day, be 23 degrees. So more on the weather as we go throughout the program today. We're also going to talk with Bob Weifold on the show today, and we're going to talk about that wonderful USS North Dakota project and how you can help that effort. So stay tuned for that as well. And, of course, as we mentioned, an opportunity for you to just tell us just how cold it is outside, or in all seriousness, whether or not the cold is impacting anything, especially without power. What do we know about this power outage situation? Where and for how long has the power been out, Steve?
First report I got was earlier this morning, and the reports are kind of widespread on this one. I've heard reports all the way from Linton Hettinger over to the Napoleon area. It's Chem Electric, so they're working on the problem as we speak, but no word on it. It is a huge area. It's a huge area of outage. Not the time you want to have the power out right now, not when it's 30-some below.
No, I can't even imagine. I mean, just imagine the power going out, how long it would take to take the house from, 68 degrees down to, really dangerous freezing temperatures with that kind of cold outside. So it definitely is. And we will, we actually are efforting an interview right now with Chem Electric just to find out how widespread it is. But if you're without power, please let us know, and we'll get you some answers as quick as we can from your power provider. So 800-228-0550 is the telephone number, 800-228-0550 on the program today. We're working on that right now. I'm broadcasting live from Grand Forks at 2124 Gateway Drive in Grand Forks, actually at the Gold Silver Exchange. I'm in search of the perfect Christmas gift, Steve. You know, there's still time. I think it's a guy thing, but we kind of go to the last minute, to get those. I'll never forget being kicked out of the malls many a Christmas Eve. Like, okay, leave here now and rush home and,
Think of why that is, though, Scott. Why do we wait to the last minute as guys? Because A, we're clueless and don't know what our significant other wants, or B, we're procrastinators, or C, we're just that dumb, or we're looking for that big sale. So it's one of those three.
Well, I actually am going to spend a good chunk of the day here in Grand Forks, and the reason we came up to Grand Forks a little bit early is my in-laws are here. So we're here for Christmas already. So we came up last night and... be here through Christmas Eve, and then back down to spend Christmas with my mom and my side on Christmas Day a little bit. So looking forward to that very much. But I did find something pretty close to a perfect Christmas gift. Have you ever sat in one of those massage chairs?
Oh, yeah.
So you go to some of the big airports, and they have them where you can sit in one for $40 for a half hour or 20 minutes or something like that? You know what I'm talking
worth
about?
Every penny.
You know, I'm talking about the ones where you put your feet in this thing. It's like you look
It massages your legs. It massages your back, your
neck,
everywhere.
It's got the heat. It's got the full. It feels like five masseuses are working
on
you.
It's a big shiatsu. It's a big shiatsu massage.
It is. Yeah, exactly right. And anyway, my friend Jerry Breyer from the Gold Silver Exchange in Grand Forks is actually a distributor now of this miracle luxury massage chair and has them on display today at 2124 Gateway Drive in Grand Forks. So any of our listeners in Northeast North Dakota that are looking for a great Christmas gift, stop by and see Jerry. He actually has them right here and a great deal on them. I mean, these things are like, $7,000-$8,000 if you go buy them at the state fair or something where they normally put them on display. I've seen them at the state fair in Minot before, and Puss Fest, they always have them. But, this is a great deal. In fact, half and more are some of the prices you'll pay. So miraclechair.net is their website. Check it out, miraclechair.net.
So you're going to bring one to the studio here in Bismarck next time you come out, right?
Of course. Absolutely. Yeah. I think it's only fair that we can have listeners, you know, maybe take a little test drive or whatever.
Listeners.
Yeah. fellow talk show hosts, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly right. Yeah. Not bad. What was your best Christmas gift ever, Steve? Can you pick one?
You know, that's hard. You think of material things versus family things. And, you know, I've had some great gifts growing up, but it's the family things, the memories. It's probably my favorite Christmas gifts.
I agree.
Some of the family trips and some of the family get-togethers that we've had over Christmas. Those are probably my favorites.
So if I had to pick a gift as a kid, I remember getting a pair of Nikes when Nikes were the big deal, right? I mean, I'm talking about the red swoosh on the side. You know what I mean?
The blue swoosh?
No, the red swoosh. The first ones were red swooshes, weren't they?
Oh, yeah. They also had the blue swoosh.
The blue swoosh must have come later. I remember they were the big deal. And in fact, I wouldn't even wear them to school because kids would be jealous when you'd wear them to school, and then they'd purposely scuff them up. So I remember bringing them to work on Sunday at the radio station, and I would put them on out there. And then walk them around and say, boy, aren't these cool? But so that's like a true kid, right? So I would have probably been, I don't know, seventh grade, sixth grade. And the Nike was just the rage. Now, Nike, of course, is 9 million pair of Nike. But I have to agree with you. If I had to pick a Christmas gift that isn't a, you know, a gift, you really think about, you know, especially
the memories. It's truly the memories. And, yeah, as far as a gift, my dad made me a go-kart when I was little, and that was that was the bomb. But it was the memories. It was the going to church. It was the routine over Christmas where we'd cook the meal, go to church, come back, eat, open presents, and spend all that family time. It more than any gift, that's what I remember about Christmas, was that routine that we did every year as a family.
My wife Maria would probably have to be my ultimate Christmas gift, but she didn't come during during Christmas. She actually came during hockey season. Figure that out. So we met actually heading into another WCHA Final Five. In fact, had our first lunch together at the St. Paul Grill at the St. Paul Hotel moments before a Sioux hockey game. So. She's my greatest Christmas gift ever, and without Maria, there's no Alex, there's no Hannah, there's no Haley. So I'm with you on that being a wonderful gift, and that came just a little bit ahead of Christmas. But if you have a favorite Christmas gift, please share it with us, and whatever it is. Here's a few that are coming on Facebook already. Chad says, being happy. That's his best Christmas present ever. Stephanie says, iPad. All those iPads. Brenda says, the birth of Jesus, of course. Brenda, thank you for remembering us, the reason for the season. Karen says, my college acceptance letter arrived in the mail the day after Christmas. That's pretty good. That's pretty darn good. Now the question is, to what college, Karen? Right? Which school educated you? So let us know at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Best Christmas gift ever. What was it, crying out loud? You tell us what exactly that is. And get the kids ready to ask for their Christmas wish list, because Santa is going to be here later on this hour. Bison fans got an early Christmas present. What'd you think of that, Steve?
Nice game. I don't think that they're going to, I don't think anybody expected their opponent that's going to be down in Frisco, Towson, which ironically NDSU played and beat in basketball this weekend. as well. But Towson State is their opponent. I think everybody, including myself, thought Eastern Washington was a shoe-in for taking on the Bison down in Frisco, Texas. And that was the bigger shock. I think everybody felt that the Bison have all the tools and could beat anybody on the way to Frisco.
But I tell you what, there was a little bit of hint in the air on Friday night because, of course, who scored first? New Hampshire. And what was really amazing, and I was in the house, by the way, had a great seat, and I'll tell you more about that a little later on in the program, but I was really impressed with the Bison faithful and that roar that just overwhelmed New Hampshire. It was pretty fun. More on that coming up, folks. It's What's on Your Mind. Don't go away.
Utah. We listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hey, truckers, if you're traveling in the Bakken, take time to visit the all-new $3.5 million truck wash in Stanley, North Dakota. It's now called the North Dakota Truck Wash. The new manager, Megan's on the phone. And, Megan, folks are raving about your VIP service. Tell us about it.
Sure. We offer a wide variety of services here. We've got free Wi-Fi, television while you wait, showers, hot coffee, donuts, snacks. Come on in and relax while you're waiting for your wash.
And you know, most truck washes specialize in highway trucks, but Bakken trucks are not highway trucks. Tell us the difference.
That's right. Here in the Bakken, the mud is just, it gets caked on there, it gets baked on. We've got ice on top of the mud. We have a demudding system that sprays on 50 gallons per minute, and we just blast that mud right off, and we've got the chemistry figured out now. We've got the correct chemicals to blast that mud away.
It's a new state-of-the-art facility using the newest equipment and the best chemistry to cut through the Bakken ice and mud. Look for the signs off Highway 8 or just south of the Senex and Stanley off Highway 2, the all-new North Dakota Truck Wash.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Wiedelsbacher.
The North Dakota Soybean Council reminds you to incorporate soy foods into your holiday meals this season. No matter your taste preference, there is a soy food option to help you maintain a healthy, balanced lifestyle. Packed with high-quality protein, soy foods are an excellent way to keep your family energized and satisfied. Soy foods contain fewer calories, less saturated fat, and little to no cholesterol, making them a healthy choice for you and your family. Soy foods are easy to prepare and simple to incorporate into your favorite dishes. From soy-based soups and salads to hearty dinner choices, you will definitely find a soy food option that is healthy and delicious. For free soy recipes, contact the North Dakota Soybean Council or log on to ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Do you know how much the dollar has lost in its value against other currencies in the last 90 days? Ever think about how inflation will change your life, your savings, your retirement plans? Remember inflation in Zimbabwe, Argentina, the Weimar Republic? Put another way, who cares if your investments go up 10%, but you lose 40% of your purchasing power? Gold is the only monetary asset as no one else's liability. Gold still buys the same amount of stuff it always did. Gold does not require trust in a third party. You can possess it in your hand. You can take it with you. Gold is real money. Gold is honest money. My name is Daniel Larson from Midas Resources. To find out how you can protect your savings and roll over your IRA funds into precious metals accounts, please call me at 800-686-2237, extension 134. That's 800-686-2237, extension 134. 800-686-2237, extension 134.
Frosty the Snowman was a jolly happy soul.
Oh, let's just go. I want the whole one.
Nose and made out of coal. Frosty the Snowman is a fairy tale they say. He was made to show what the children know how he came to life one day. There must have been some magic in that old silk hat they found. Oh, when they placed it on his head, he began to dance around. Frosty the Snowman was alive as he could be.
I'm reliving my childhood here, Steve. Remember watching that Frosty the Snowman, the TV special?
Oh, absolutely. You know what the difference was, though, from then to now? And to me, there's a big difference. Christmas shows were an event. I mean, as a child, you planned them out. You knew when Frosty was on. You knew when the Snoopy Christmas was on. You knew when the Grinch was on. You knew when Rudolph was on. You knew all these shows. You knew which night they were on, what time they were on, and it was an event. Now, you DVR it. It's not, you don't sit down as a family, you don't watch these, there's no immediacy to it. I think they've lost something.
Yeah, and then you don't end up watching them at all.
Yeah.
I remember crying when Frosty melted in the greenhouse. Remember the little girl was she was so sad, and they were running from somebody, as I recall, but he decided to hide in the greenhouse, and he melted. And all that was there was his mittens and his hat. And, oh, I was just torn up by that. Just terrible.
Aww.
Oh, another good Christmas memory. All right, folks. 800-228-0550 is our telephone number. Question for you. Best Christmas gift ever? Best Christmas song ever? We started that list, too. We can play your favorite Christmas song if you like. We do have Christmas bumper music now on What's on Your Mind, as you heard. Who was that singing, by the way? Who was that? Who was singing that song? It wasn't Burl Ives, was it? No, he did...
Holly Jolly Christmas.
Yeah, he did the Holly Jolly Christmas. I don't know who that was, but it's a good one. So if you have a favorite, let us know at 800-228-0550. We're broadcasting live today, by the way, in Grand Forks in search of the perfect Christmas gift. I think I found it, the Miracle Luxury Massage Chair. By the way, they have a free gift. If you're in and around Northeast North Dakota today and want to stop by 2124 Gateway Drive, it's the Gold Silver Exchange. And by the way, precious metals and little gold and silver coins are a great gift as well. They have a nice Merry Christmas package.
You know, I want to thank you, Scott. I really do. You know, it was way too kind getting me one of those for Christmas this year.
Well, I have a free gift for you. It's not the chair. But
I thought you were getting me the chair.
I tell you what, 20 minutes in this, baby, and you feel like a new person. It's really incredible. And miraclechair.net, check them out. That's the website. You can actually see me... getting a massage in the chair. I kind of describe how it works.
So if we start hearing snoring later, we know why.
But anybody that comes by today, they have a free gift for you as well. So just stop by and take off, no obligation, spin in the chair. You sit there for about 20 minutes, and you'll absolutely love it. It's fantastic. So we were talking about the Bison. So here's what impressed me most about the Bison. And folks, if you were there and want to relive the moment here a little bit or have a prediction on how the Bison will fare in their third run at a national championship coming up in Frisco, Texas on January 3rd. Here's what impressed me. So, you know, a bit of a shocker. New Hampshire scores first. Then there's a turnover. And the Bison faithful just go into absolute, you know, total support mode. And it is so loud in the Fargo Dome, you can't even believe it. It just was phenomenal. It was. I had the great pleasure actually watching a good chunk of the game with TJ and Gina Russell and their son, who's actually a sophomore on the team, played at Mandan. And he actually was in the Cloverdale box with his family because NCAA rules, they can't be on the sidelines. They can only have so many players on the sidelines. So he normally in a game that became a blowout that it did would get a chance to play, but obviously didn't get that chance. By the way, some interesting things I learned about the new coach. These guys really love this Chris Kleiman. So I think the Bison won't miss a beat with Chris Kleiman in there. And also, if you know anything about how Craig Bull runs his teams, Craig... he's a recruiting kingpin. I think I don't think anybody's done better at recruiting than Craig Bull. But as far as the sidelines and actually X's and O's, I mean, the coach's coach. If you watch Craig Bull, that's one thing I did a lot after, especially after it became, you know, kind of a blowout. He doesn't micromanage those assistants at all. I mean, he really lets them go, which I think is another reason that the defensive coordinator that's taking on the role as head coach is going to do just fine in my mind. So. It was fun to watch. It really was. I did get a little grief, however, because I had Sue Green on. It didn't say UND or anything else. It was like a North Face sweatshirt on. But it was more Sue Green than it was Bison Green. So you can't believe the amount of grief I got from that. I should have said, it's green. Right on, I'm not, you know.
Hey, just because you weren't wearing strained pea green, what's wrong with that?
Oh, folks. So you're saying NDSU Bison Green is what now? Pea strained green? Is that your point?
Strained pea green. Yeah, that's the color green.
Okay, direct your cards
and
letters.
That's officially a color, right?
Direct your cards and letters to Steve Bakken, B-A-K-K-E-N, care of KFYR, Bismarck, today on the program. How cold is it where you are?
Rosser.
Yeah. I can't believe there are actually folks in within the sound of our voice that are without electricity today. In all seriousness, that is downright scary. So... We are efforting an interview for an update from Kim Electric, but if you are without power in some of the rural areas in our audience today, please let us know, because it is cold outside. How cold is it? Steve, it's so cold the dogs are wearing the cats. Kevin says it's so cold teenage boys are wearing their pants pulled all the way up. How about that? Dennis says it's so cold the politicians have their hands in their own pockets. That's a good one. That's a good one, Dennis. Oh, it's so cold the politicians have their hands in their own pockets. Pretty good. Dustin says it's so cold that Barrow, Alaska is 10 degrees warmer right now than Bismarck. I'm with you. So can you answer that question? How cold is it, folks? Santa will be here in a moment, so get the kids ready to call. But in the meantime, 800-228-0550, 800-228-0550. You can also call us at 701-258-0550. I don't know if the furnace doesn't work, does the phone work? I guess it does.
It depends if you have a landline or not. If you have a landline, then yes, you do.
Don't need the electricity to ring that up, do you? Get the party line going?
Yeah, it's just that low voltage line.
Hopefully the cell phone's charged up. Dan and Bowman is checking in. Hello, Dan. You're on What's on Your Mind.
Yeah, hi. I was just going to call in and tell you what kind of temperatures I ran into this morning. I was leaving Dickinson. Right now I'm down to Bowman, but I was leaving Dickinson, and between Southart and Belfield, my thermometer on my mirror read minus 37.
Oh my gosh! Did you know it went down that far, Dan?
Well, I don't know. You know, when I got to the off ramps there at Belfield, I did see a breath.
Hey, I will say this though, that the Bowman area is going to warm up before the rest of us though, because they're talking temperatures up in the 30s for tomorrow.
Yeah,
and it's going to start down in that Bowman area. So yeah. There's a swing for you: 37 below to 30 above tomorrow.
Yeah, only 21 below here in Bowman right now. So.
Well, thanks for the update, Dan, and our best to that monkey, okay?
Thank heavens that wind isn't blowing. Oh, my gosh, that would be just brutal. Moretta in Hazleton, you are without power or with power this morning? Actually, we'll get to Moretta when we come back from the break. I'm Steve Bach along with Scott Hannon, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. This is What's on Your Mind.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
The exporter of the year in North Dakota is Legacy Steel Buildings. You know why? They're building buildings all across the world. They're building them in the Bakken. They're building them in farmsteads in North and South Dakota and Minnesota. They're building retail. You need office space? They can do it. Retail store? They got you covered. How about a hangar? Not a problem. Legacy Steel is a solution to your warehousing woes. Their buildings save you time and money by reducing the traditional construction associated with brick, wood, or block structures. Every building fully customizable with a variety of ceiling lights, windows, insulation, doors, and more. 30-year warranties. Fastest shipping in the industry and 100% made in America. Call Bach and Bruce and his team at Legacy Steel Building today. Legacy Steel Buildings, 800-237-9620. Got it? 800-237-9620 or online at legacysteelbuilding.com.
Woulda, coulda, shoulda. Yeah, buying them another sweater, game, or other holiday gift they didn't need was nice. But this season, why not take the easy road, the safer road, and the smarter road? Get those you love something they do need. Give the gift of preparedness with Freeze-Dry Guy gift cards. Since 1970, the veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy has been your trusted source for emergency preparedness with easy-to-make, delicious freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods. These long-lasting foods are lifesavers, which come with added comfort, confidence, and convenience, perfect for any power outage, natural disaster, political crisis, or emergency at home, such as job loss or illness. Call Freeze-Dry Guy now at 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com. You can't predict what's going to happen to your loved ones, but when it does, you can have them ready with gift cards from freezedryguy.com.
normal blood pressure naturally, how would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
What's in your mind? I'm Steve Bach along with Scott Hennon, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Special guest coming up in just a few minutes. Also, What's on Your Mind brought to you by the North Dakota Petroleum Council, the oil industry creating thousands of good jobs and careers right here in North Dakota and helping to solve the challenges of our state's growth. To learn more, go to NorthDakotaOilCan.com. That's NorthDakotaOilCan.com. One of the stories we're following, a big power outage along the southern side of a large part of our listening area this morning. And Moretta and Hazleton, what's the scoop? Do you have power this morning or are you part of the outage?
We're part of the outage.
What have you heard? What are some of the reports you've heard as far as duration, how long you're going to be without power, and what time did your power go out this morning?
6:30 this morning. And as far as it coming back, they have no idea.
Who's your provider, Moretta?
Chem Electric.
All right, so we got a call into Chem Electric. We're trying to get some answers, and evidently they got an automated answering thing, so obviously we'll make it easy for Chem Electric to get the word out because there's a lot of folks probably like you that are trying to find out what's going on. So we're working on getting some answers there. What was the temperature when the power went out at 6:30, Moretta?
Negative 35.
Okay, how about in the house?
Right now it's about 70 degrees in the house.
So still do you have an alternative source of heat?
No. Oh, I should state that different. We have a kerosene stove that my mom had let us borrow a couple years back. So that's kind of keeping me and the kids warm. But my concern is the water tanks outside for our cows.
Yeah, no problem.
You know, that's all froze. Cows are standing by the water tank. They don't know what's going on.
Wow. And
so
obviously,
it's irritating because we had lost power just on Friday evening for 3 hours. And they can't give us a reason why. I'm fed up. If we could change power companies, I would.
So the
power went out for 3 hours on Friday night. You didn't get an answer why, and now it's out again.
Yep. But I think this is a massive one, is what I heard. Chem Electric won't give an answer because, of course, it's automated. I'm thinking the regular crew from Linton is not in the office, so it's probably diverted to the after-hours crew.
Yeah, and we have connected with them. They are going to call us back with a representative, and when we get them on the phone, we'll invite yourself or others to call them with questions. So we'll keep them as long as we can to get answers, okay?
All right.
Stay tuned,
well,
stay warm. Stay tuned, stay warm. How much kerosene do you have?
Not very much.
Yeah.
And
all
the
right.
Bad thing is I can't even get my vehicle started to run to town to get some. So hopefully it's on before that. We did have the lights flickered once. They come on for like 30 seconds and they went off. So I'm hoping we're not part of the massive that it's going to be on here shortly.
Yeah, no kidding. Good luck. We'll be thinking about you, Moretta. Appreciate you calling and checking in. And if anyone else is without power, let us know. We'll try and get you answers. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. We have contacted them, I guess, and we're waiting for a representative to call us back. So as soon as they do, we're also checking in with the sheriff's office as well. So find out what they know about this because they should have some first-hand information there too. So, by the way, that song earlier, remember I asked, who was singing that song? You didn't know? I didn't know. Jimmy Durante.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that was Jimmy Durante doing the Frosty the Snowman song. Appreciate that. Also, want to remind folks that I'm at 2124 Gateway Drive in Grand Forks today at the Gold Silver Exchange, home of the Miracle Chair. And they have a Miracle Chair room where you can go in and actually try the Miracle Chair for yourself. They also give you a free gift just for coming by. So a free gift waiting for you, a free opportunity to try the Miracle Chair for about 20 minutes, and say hi. I'd love to say hi. I'll be here a good chunk of the day today. So come on by 2124 Gateway Drive, Grand Forks. It's the Gold Silver Exchange. If you're looking for a last-minute perfect Christmas gift, the Miracle Chair may be it. And if you're not in the neighborhood, you can check it out online at miraclechair.net or call them at 701-746-9950. And I also forgot to thank the person that was the reason I actually was able to go to the Bison game Friday night, Tom Campbell from Campbell Farms. Senator Tom Campbell represents Grafton in the state legislature and also, of course, chairman of Choice Financial Banks, gave me a free ticket. And so I was a guest of Tom's, and we stopped by and saw the Cloverdale folks and just had a blast. So anyway, lots of fun, and I forgot to say thanks to Tom, and I wanted to make sure I did that. Is Santa in the house, Steve?
Oh, oh, oh!
Oh, my God. Perfect timing. You just came in with the rosy cheeks and the big sack of goodies for...
You well, they're beyond rosy cheeks this morning.
Yeah.
What's in that sack? Is it lumps of coal for Steve and I, Santa?
We have a lot of happiness. But Godspeed to those people without power. It's hard to be jolly, but Santa will go to work on it right after the show.
All right. Now, folks, I saw a story recently about how kids, more than ever, have been afraid to sit on Santa's lap and ask them what he wants. So if you've got some kids in the family that haven't yet put in that request directly to Santa, we have them in studio, very special guest, until the top of the hour. Now is the time to call 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, and talk to our friend Santa here. You'll take those requests right back to the North Pole and go to work, Santa. Is that the deal?
That's right.
Now, where has Santa been this year? Santa, by the way, is a good friend of Wayne Papke's, Citizen yeah. Santa. And this is kind of a Christmas tradition for you to spread cheer and especially head to nursing homes and assisted living facilities. Tell us a little bit about where you've been this year, Sid.
You bet. Prior to Christmas, that's where I spend most of my time because that's where I learned the true meaning of Christmas and what I represent throughout the years. The assisted living centers and nursing homes, and God bless you for the families that do a lot of visits, but there's a lot that are lonely, and it's amazing what the elderly have taught me in respect for the season, respect for their memories. Santa and Christmas represents happiness. It's represents a time of innocence in their life. They remember all of the work they did to prepare for it, but by the same token, it's the memories of their families that come out in full force when Santa visits. So it really does represent the true meaning of Christmas. I encourage the children to please come and visit Santa. It'll be a memory that you will have for all your life.
And so what kind of a lead-in does this entail for Santa? I mean, you're year-round planning for Christmas. So, Santa, tell us a little bit about all the planning that goes into organizing all these different stops that you make leading into Christmas.
It's a lot of work. I do most of it early in the year so that right now the elves are the busiest when it comes to putting everything together that they need to assemble last second. So I begin my visits early in December to people in person, and then I do that mystery trip on Christmas Eve. It's just a great experience.
Santa is here to take your questions. You want to tell them what you want for Christmas? Have the kids weigh in? Any kind of Christmas cheer, folks. 800-228-0550, 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Santa, you need to work on Christmas early for some folks in the Wishick, Hazleton, Linton, Lear, Zeeland, and Napoleon areas because they don't have power today. Can you believe that?
Yes, our thoughts are with you. It is cold out there, even for Santa.
Exactly right. MDU, Montana Dakota Utilities, has told us they are currently experiencing an electrical outage in a lot of small North Dakota communities. Crews have begun repairs on the affected transformer and are investigating any further causes. There is not currently an estimated time for service restoration. We're going to talk with Emmons County Emergency Manager Mary Singer here in just a little bit. We have received word that the power is back on in Linton, however, but we heard earlier from a listener in Hazleton, no power there, so we're trying to get you answers on that, and we will continue to do that. So stay tuned.
And going back to that listener in Hazleton that was heating with a kerosene heater, I'm sure she knows because most people do, but you do have to be careful with kerosene heaters because of carbon monoxide, so make sure you do have those running in ventilated areas where possible.
In fact, we had a
don't want any tragedies.
We had a number of off-air calls as soon as she mentioned that she had a kerosene heater, just saying, please be careful, because when you're doing that indoors with carbon monoxide, one can be careful. So our audience is kind and wonderful. Here's Rick. And Rick, you're in Lair, is that right?
Yes, I am.
You have power there?
No, we do not. We went out about 7:15 this morning.
All right. And how are you keeping warm?
I got a standby generator on a tractor. I hooked that up right away this morning here, so I have power to keep the water tanks and the furnace going in my house.
Well, that's good. How long can you do that for?
How long can I do that for?
Yeah, you got enough fuel?
Yep, I have enough fuel. I filled my tractor here yesterday with fuel, so I should be good for, you know, probably 10, 12 hours. So hopefully it'll be back on by then.
Typical Lara resident, right? Just ready for any emergency anytime, right?
Yeah, well, when you have cattle and live on the farm, whatever, you kind of got to have, you know, things ready to go at a moment's notice, so.
Santa's got to get me one of those.
Yeah, you do, Santa. Yeah, Santa thought he had everything. And here, listen
back
to this.
Backup power or a cow?
No, the tractor and the generator.
Well, Santa is here, Rick. Did you have any requests out there in Lair for the Christmas holiday?
Yeah, I put the power back on. I think everybody would be happy with that.
I'm going to do a flyby right after this, and we'll check it out.
Wish you the best. All right.
Thanks for the report, Rick. We'll try and get you answers as quick as we can. And if others are without power, everything they want passed along, let us know at 800-228-0550. So let me get this right. Santa even gets ideas for good gift ideas from the What's On Your Mind audience, huh?
You bet. It's a two-way street, two-way learning experience.
Speaking of which, I mean, what a blessing it is to have you. You mentioned earlier, you know, making a point to get Christmas cheer to folks that might not have a visitor this Christmas and get out there among our seasoned citizens. Any favorite memories that stick with you about doing that over the years, Wayne?
I'll say just over and over again, you can just see the happiness and memories come out of their eyes. I'd always say it that way. For people that just really, it brings back the true meaning of Santa and Christmas, I guess say. It's something it takes us a lifetime to probably fully appreciate, I guess. And that's what I've seen the most.
Really a neat thing that you do. How many years have you been doing this?
I think it's about 6 now. And I really grew up as, you know, a Santa, so I've done it all my life. But I was a young Santa at one time, and now I'm a more mature, experienced Santa. So, but the nursing home specifically, I've been doing about 6 years.
I saw Santa at that new 1603 Main Event Center on Main Avenue in Bismarck the other day.
He went and visited Mr. Kramer.
I did, yeah, and lots of folks. It's a beautiful facility, and Santa is, he's styling, folks.
Had a nice chat with the governor, told him to be good.
Yes. Did you tell the governor to be good?
Yes.
Is he going to listen to Santa this Christmas?
I think so.
Oh, good. All right. Betsy hopes so. Anyway, back with more with Santa and the kids. Last chance to talk to Santa, 800-228-0550.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's On Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Happy New Year! Okay, it's a bit early, but you know what? It's not too early to start planning for where you're going to ring in 2014, and I have a great idea for you. Think Walker, Minnesota. Think the shores of Leech Lake and one of Minnesota's premier resorts. The best of the best. Chase on the Lake is the spot to ring in 2014. And you know what? They have a great New Year's celebration package. You stay anytime between December 27th and January 2nd. It includes lodging and a fun celebration kit, complete with champagne and everything you need to ring in the new year. And here's the best part. Two-night packages start at just $298 per stay. Go to chaseonthelake.com for all the details or call them at 888-CHASE-06. 888-CHASE-06. There's bowling in Chaser's Alley. There's open ice skating. There's an ice cream social cookie decorating. Bingo, prizes, game night, movie night, bonfires, Leech Lake adventure rides on the Chase track vehicle, live entertainment at the 502 restaurant, and a big party on New Year's Eve. ChaseOnTheLake.com or call them at 888-CHASE-06.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
Hi, I'm Gene Zimmerman, here at Zimmerman's Furniture.
And I'm Kim. We are thrilled to announce the arrival of a very exciting new brand of furniture,
HGTV. Zimmerman's has been selected as one of only 50 stores in the United States and the only one in North Dakota to carry the HGTV line.
We know you love the fashion and design you see on HGTV, and now you'll find this beautiful furniture right here at Zimmerman's.
Come in and see us, and remember, Zimmerman's will always save you money.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use, you just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $34.95 and makes a great Christmas gift. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little-known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione. But due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Holy night, the stars are brightly shining. It is the night of our dear Savior's birth.
This is What's on Your Mind with Steve Bach, and I'm Scott Hinnon. Bob Weepfall will join us next hour to talk about the USS North Dakota. That's been a great Christmas present for the great state of North Dakota to have a state-of-the-art submarine named in its honor, and they are looking for a way to launch that thing in great style. And Bob Weepfall will be here to tell us about the effort and how you can help it coming up early in 2014.
Ho,
as well,
ho, ho.
Next hour. Santa probably has a way.
Merry Christmas.
Santa's in the house today, folks. Last chance get your Christmas request right before Santa at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. You should have seen Santa work the phones during the break, folks. Steve, wasn't that amazing to see him pulling strings with the power company and calling MDU and Chem Electric and Santa, you have amazing connections trying to get the power.
All he did was put his finger right on his nose and boom, just done.
Things happen. It's a miracle. It's magic.
Wow, Santa, you are well connected. Yeah, I'm pretty amazed. Do you have any stops planned before Christmas to spread some more Christmas cheer with folks around Bismarck Mandate?
I sure do. I got done with Edgewood Vista, and now I'm doing Good Samaritan this afternoon, which has both assisted and skilled care. And then I begin my rounds for all the kids on Christmas Eve, and we actually have some late Christmases, too, but tomorrow night will be a busy one.
So, you know, when you interact with these folks and hand them a Christmas gift, in some cases the only Christmas gift they're going to get, and give them a little picture. I've seen some of the photos. They just light up. I mean, describe that for our listeners, what happens when you go out there and spread the Christmas cheer.
You know what? I'm going to even back off of the gift part, because it's really, again, just the spirit of Santa. That's what they really appreciate. The gift is secondary. It's probably appreciated more coming from Santa directly, but the interaction and the hug and the close proximity of Santa is where you see the real happiness come out, and it's a real pleasure from my perspective.
All right, Santa.
I'm the one who wins on that deal.
We have a youngster on the phone, Abby from Linton. Abby, are you there?
Hi, Abby.
Hi.
You're talking to Santa, Abby, so you go ahead.
Do you have power, Abby?
Yeah.
Good. What do you want for Christmas this year?
A dollhouse.
Okay, a dollhouse. Good. You have a lot of dolls?
Yeah.
Good. They need a little house to live in.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I've got that on my list.
Anything else you want, Abby? I mean, you got Sam on the phone. I'd take full advantage here if I were you. Maybe add a thing or two on the list. What besides a dollhouse would you like, Abby?
A dollhouse with heat?
Yeah.
I don't know.
See, I know you've been a good girl this year, Abby.
What?
I know you've been a good girl this year. Santa knows. And you've been a very good girl this year.
Thank you.
Abby, do you have any brothers or sisters?
Yeah. Four.
Four brothers and sisters. Tell us your brothers. What are their names?
Daniel and Patrick and Megan and Hannah.
And have Daniel and Patrick and Hannah. And who did I miss?
Megan.
And Megan. Have they all been good?
Yeah.
Yes, they have.
Well, Santa already knows that. What am I asking Abby for, right? Santa knows everything. He's watching. He knows if we've been naughty or if we've been nice. Are any of your brothers and sisters, do they want to talk to Santa, Abby?
I don't know. I don't think so. My brothers, Ice Fishing and Megan and Hannah, are sleeping.
Oh, they're asleep?
Just walking.
I'm sorry, what? Somebody's sleeping, somebody's ice fishing, and what did I miss?
Daniel's just walking. He's playing.
Daniel's playing?
Yeah.
I see.
I hope you all stay warm.
Uh-huh.
It was very nice of you to call, Abby. Are you excited for Christmas?
Yeah.
Anything else you want to say to Santa?
No, thanks.
How old are you, Abby?
Merry Christmas.
How old are you, Abby?
Six.
Abby might be our youngest caller ever on What's On Your Mind. Isn't that something?
Abby does very well on the radio.
She does. Merry Christmas, Abby.
Thank you, Santa.
Thank you, Abby.
Sounds like she loves you very much, Santa. We all do.
I think that's Steve's future replacement.
Probably. Abby did very well. Let's hear it
did
for Abby.
Very well.
Yeah, exactly right. Way to go, Abby. She can take over any time. Well, see, Santa, you're making many Christmases young and old this year. That's very kind of you.
Oh, you bet.
Very nice. And any last words of wisdom you want to give the What's On Your Mind audience?
Just have a blessed Christmas, enjoy your family, and bring back those memories no matter what age you are, because those are the precious moments that have made us all who we are today, and that's what's really important. There's a lot of problems and busyness out there, but it's a great time to set those aside and have great memories. So Merry Christmas to all of you.
Well said. You help them hitch up the reindeer there, Steve, will you?
Absolutely.
There are places to go, people to see. Wayne
it's amazing how warm they stay when it's like this cold.
They got blankets on.
God bless you, Santa. Thanks for being here. We appreciate you.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
A word about agriculture from the North Dakota Farm Bureau. When animal activists started impacting farmers and ranchers that raise animals for food in our great state, one organization, the North Dakota Farm Bureau, decided to do something about it. Farm Bureau stood up for our state's farmers and ranchers by initiating a constitutional amendment to safeguard modern farming and ranching practices. The result? North Dakota became the first state to constitutionally protect agriculture practices, and the measure passed with more than 70% approval from North Dakota voters. It didn't go unnoticed in other states either. Many are now forging ahead with similar plans. Agriculture is an important industry to our state, and the North Dakota Farm Bureau is the voice for agriculture in North Dakota. Farm Bureau is also the voice for limited government, self-reliance, and economic progress. Tenants have made this country great. Learn more about all the North Dakota Farm Bureau has to offer at their website, ndfb.org. ndfb.org. Your state. Your future. Your Farm Bureau.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.